You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're talking about stupidity in a way that is rarely spoken. Is there such a thing as collective stupidity? The show today comes from an article written by a neuroscientist who cites peer review data about a syndrome where people think they are more intelligent than they really are in a particular situation. This neuroscientist sees stupidity as a threat to the United States and our way of life. We're going to unpack stupidity from an energy point of view. Frankly, I think you'll be shocked.
I was shocked.
Okay, stay tuned. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, in this article, it states that stupidity is not the lack of intelligence or knowledge, but the lack of awareness of the limits of one's intelligence or knowledge. What do you think about that?
You know, I was so excited about this article because, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time.
We have.
And it's hard to say to someone who's got a lot of knowledge or intelligence, mm-hmm. high IQ scores, all those things, mm-hmm. and say, you know, not that they're stupid, but they're missing some stuff.
Right.
And today we're going to talk about this because in the article, he was talking about things that he didn't like and stuff that I agree with also.
Okay.
But
you're talking about out in the world.
Yes, out in the world.
All right.
Politics was one of them.
Okay.
But he also was talking about alternative medicine, and I have a counterpoint to what he was saying.
Okay.
And there's another big part of that where I see this phenomenon we'll talk about extends to everybody, and including us. Oh. We're going to raise our hands. You know, this was us, and we'll...
He's raising hands, and I'm not.
And we'll talk about this, you know, going forward. So, okay. And I realize that stupidity is a charged word, but oh my gosh.
Truly.
There's been so many people that have come to us recently and over the years and say, how can that person be so stupid?
Right.
So we're going to talk about that today.
Yes. Okay. All right.
So this article is talking about politics and alternative medicine and the claims made.
Okay.
But he talks about this
phenomena.
It's a psychological phenomenon that's been peer reviewed and has a lot of credibility in the psychological community. It's called the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Okay.
And that it says that, this isn't from the Dunning-Kruger, but it says stupidity is not the lack of intelligence or knowledge, but the lack of awareness of the limits of one's intelligence or knowledge.
Okay.
Now, think about that just for a minute. It's not that if you have a lot of knowledge, it doesn't mean that you're stupid. The Dunning-Kruger effect is saying, well, if you have this knowledge over here, you try and apply it.
Over there. Okay.
And that's where you become stupid. A best example, and I pick on this guy a lot, but I think he deserves it, is Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's been brilliant in a lot of different areas.
Yes.
Except when he bought Twitter.
Except when he's not.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So And that's a whole nother discussion.
Okay.
Another example is Richard Branson.
Mm-hmm. Owner of Virgin.
Virgin Airline, Virgin.
Records.
Virgin Records. I think it was there's a steamship line. There's a lot of virgins connected to Richard Branson. Anyways.
Lucky him.
So he said that he was the dumbest person in school and had dyslexia. Mm-hmm. And that if he took an IQ test, he would score very low.
Okay.
But his success came from seeing his own limitations and objectively overcoming them by using extremely competent people.
Okay.
Okay. That's a good example of overcoming the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Well, and I want to say, you know, Jason, stupidity is not the lack of knowledge. I want to make sure that everyone understands that. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the lack of education. We're not talking about even the lack of what you learn in everyday life. We're talking about the lack of someone's awareness
of things that are outside of themselves or within themselves.
Yes.
Some of the stupidest people that we've seen have people with advanced degrees.
Yeah.
And frankly, some of the smartest people are the ones who seem to have no real education or whatever, but they just have this sense that they know what's going on.
Right.
And we'll talk about this more.
Okay. So let's talk about, I touched something wrong. Sorry. How does programming hurt you or narrow your awareness of your limits or where you are?
We've been talking about this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Programming, by definition, reduces your awareness of your limits and knowledge because programming says focus on the goal, focus on your objectives.
Okay.
And it doesn't say, well, should I do this objective? Should I have this objective?
Well, can I say that a little different?
Yeah.
It doesn't give you the opportunity to ask yourself, should I focus on this goal? Should I focus on this objective? It just says you should.
Yes.
And
then keep trying, being persistent, focusing, driving hard, and in that drive to accomplish your goal or objective, you lose everything else around you.
Well, I find it very interesting because so many people, if two people step into the same room, and all of us have heard this, if something happens and two people are standing side by side, they're the same height, they're even the same gender, I'll say it that way. One person will see so much and the other person could see some of that, but not all of it. And they see other things as well.
We've had, client adjacent. So in other words, we have people come to us and they have someone in their life who's got a lot of education, a lot of success, and they're trying to deal with their stupidity. The person with the education and the success, because if you have success, then it's there's a belief in our culture.
Yeah.
That you know everything, that you're credible in everything, i.e. Elon Musk again.
Okay.
So,
all right. So, is the world of subtle energy essential to our awareness and of ourselves and the world around us?
Here's our point for the show. Okay. This is what makes me obnoxious with my wife in the middle of the night. I said, Patricia, think about this, and
he's not kidding, everybody.
She's actually made a rule for me that I can't talk to her about something that's really interesting or exciting after a certain time.
Because what happens is, and I know this is going to sound a little ridiculous, but I need time to, calm down. And when I get asked a form of a provocative, interesting subject, what I do is I turn back on and he can go to sleep, but I can't.
It's the funniest thing because it's
funny for him. Yeah. He can sleep.
That's why I'm going to say this on the radio.
Okay.
We don't have firearms right next to our bed. And there's a reason for that, because she gets so angry because I'll say, what about this? What about this? And then I'll just, 2 seconds later, I'll be fast asleep and she'll be wide awake. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, that's a whole other show.
Okay? Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, that's not a bad show though.
But here's the point.
Okay.
The subtle energy is essential to our awareness of ourselves and the world around us.
Right.
You have to. I mean, we've been discredited. People cross the street when they talk about intuition. But the subtle energy that we're talking about is using the ecosystem approach.
Correct.
And developing refined intuition, evolved consciousness. And we've coined those words for ourselves because you can't just have intuition. You can't just have consciousness. You have to refine it,
exactly.
Which is what we've been doing. And OMG, we've been doing this for now 23 years now. Mm-hmm. And we start to say, oh my gosh, we see this and we see that and we see all these things. And we're going to be talking about this in the next segment too. But oh, it's like the whole world opens up in a way that we didn't see before. It's not like some of these things we didn't see. It's sort of like black and white TV. If for some of you that are old enough to remember that, some of the, you know, if you're a Gen Zer, you won't remember that at all. But, you know,
you weren't around when it existed. Yes.
Just think of one of those 1080p televisions versus the 4K televisions today. Yeah, she doesn't know what I'm talking about. So anyways, but you know, the idea that it used to be black and white. We could see our life in black and white.
Correct.
But when we have this 4K picture, we see the details. We see the interrelationships
and the nuances
never saw before.
And by the way, and since we started with ourselves, we've seen things about ourselves that we had no idea existed. Or if we did, we ignored it when someone said something to us about it.
And the reason that's important is that when you see those subtleties, you can clear them with being very, very specific.
Right.
And that's what creates the evolved consciousness. Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. So in lieu of time, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Stupidity is not the lack of knowledge, but the lack of awareness of the limits of one's ability and knowledge.
Okay.
Programming, by definition, you focus on your goal, reduces your awareness of your limits and knowledge by making you stupid.
Okay.
We live in a world of subtle energy and capriciousness and whimsy that must factor into seeing ourselves in the world. You know, energy is not black and white, compartmentalized, this versus that. It flows.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to overcome the negative effects of programming and to engage in the world with the energy around you. It's amazing.
I love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the nature of collective stupidity and how it works in the world and the importance of refined intuition and evolved consciousness to overcome collective stupidity in all areas of our lives. I mean, that's amazing. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it.
When you feel the world is sitting on your shoulders, or your body is screaming at you to get help or get well, or emotionally you are spent, Deb Weinberger can help you in your healing journey. You've heard Deb on the Angel Empowerment Show, and she can support you on your healing journey. She offers several types of alternative healing, assisting you to thrive in an energy-charged world. You can book your session with Deb at onawinghealing.com.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. So visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
We all want confident and happy kids. Nola Peacock, co-host on the Angel Empowerment Show, works with families, coaching parents and kids to find the strategies and techniques that really work, helping your child develop the crucial personal skills that they need to become confident, resilient, and successful young adults. Book a coaching session today at nola-peacock.com. That's Nola, N-O-L-A-peacock.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the nature of collective stupidity, subject of today, and how it works in the world, and the importance of refined intuition and evolved consciousness to overcome collective stupidity in all areas of our lives. Jason, can you explain collective stupidity from an energy perspective?
It's connected to what we learned in The Secret, that like energies attract like energies.
Oh, okay.
But sure. That concept is really misunderstood because a lot of people think that they can force themselves to have a specific energy. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you just focus on the positive, then you'll have positive energy. And we see as intuitives, that's not true at all. Mm-hmm. If you're depressed and you just keep saying to yourself over and over again, I'm happy, I'm grateful, I'm alive.
I'm a good person. I'm happy. All of these things, the affirmations, yeah. You know,
it doesn't make a difference. That energy of depression is what you attract.
Right.
And that trauma that you have from your past is still there.
Right.
So it also applies collectively.
Mm.
So when Trump says the wind turbines are causing cancer, then the guy next to you says, oh yeah, that makes sense. And the guy next to him says, oh yeah, that makes sense. You're saying, oh my gosh, that makes sense. And it doesn't. There's no science there at all. That's where this is the time of conspiracy theories that have gone amok.
Yes.
You know,
and by the way, I'm going to say this. Normally, I don't speak up like this, but those conspiracy theories are collective stupidity.
Yes, that was the whole point of the article. You know, and he was pointing directly at Trump and MAGA Republicans. Some of the beliefs they're just crazy. Right. You know, but then he went off to talk about. Alternative medicine. We're going to talk about that in just a second.
But I want to touch on it because we're still here. What about dementia and Alzheimer's, Jason?
Okay. Well, that's a great application of what we're talking about.
Okay.
That if you use the ecosystem approach and you have this awareness of yourself, you have this awareness of your motives.
Mm-hmm.
What most people don't see
about
is that dementia, Alzheimer's, which we've heard so many people come to us, I'm afraid. You know, I can't remember a word, so I'm terrified. You know, I can't remember a word, so therefore I've got dementia, or I'm having, you know, coming down with dementia, those sorts of things. And but we see people in our lives attracted.
Yes.
And we see this with my mom who has dementia, and it's very clear to us. At some level of consciousness, people with dementia and Alzheimer's would rather check out
and live in La La Land.
Because it's less emotionally painful.
Correct.
And when you start using the ecosystem approach, what happens is you start looking at those areas of pain in your life.
Yeah.
And you remove them, you clear them.
In other words, what you're essentially saying is dementia and Alzheimer's and diseases of the like, we'll put it that way. They're a way for people to if you use the ecosystem approach, then you could at the very least lessen or even half
perceive your own trauma that's there acting you upon you in the moment.
Correct.
All diseases. I made that. That's a definitive statement. Cancer, heart disease, you name it. All the other ones. Okay, are there because of some sort of negative feelings, negative emotions?
Right.
Well, and it doesn't
diabetes
make
diabetes is another one.
Diabetes is another one. Mm-hmm. It's we think that. That if we get screened, which is I think is a form of collective stupidity, that we could prevent cancer by being screened, by catching it early. That doesn't prevent it at all. Oh my gosh. I mean,
no, it just shows you when you got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they talk about lifestyle, but lifestyle doesn't necessarily prevent it because you could have trauma in your, a good example is sexual abuse. People who have been sexually abused, men and women, Those traumas, those energies don't go away.
No.
And so when you're programmed to focus on your goal, you're focused over here on a goal, but this trauma is acting upon you, and you try and push it aside and forget it and move it away from you, but it's still there.
Correct.
When you start using the ecosystem approach, it's like, okay, We have to put that on the table. We have to start removing that.
Yes.
And that's where the big possibilities for health and healing happens.
Exactly.
So, and the medical profession is a big part of this collective stupidity, because they think, I know all about this, the pathology.
Right.
So therefore,
I've proven it with a formula.
Yes. I don't have to look at the energy, because, you know, I'm too smart for that. Yeah. Yes.
Which is just not true.
So
we've seen the energy. We've seen things change when we change the energy. That's what I'm trying to say. So, you know, the article mentions politics and a term of collective stupidity. Collective stupidity. I hate to ask this. How does that work, Jason?
Well, and he was definitely anti-Trump and MAGA, and I get it. We kind of feel the same way. But this article, they reference a survey of over 2,000 Americans scored the lowest in actual knowledge of politics, were the ones who overestimated their knowledge that they actually had.
Right. Right.
That's the Dunning-Kruger effect in a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
You know, they don't really know. So all these things that people are saying about the Constitution and this is freedom, you know, and, you know, charging the Capitol and saying, you know, 1776, I never understood that, because I understand 1776, and there was no relationship whatsoever that I could see. So,
okay. Well, and one of the things when I read this about the 2,000 Americans, the first thing I saw was that these 2,000 Americans, they all had a form of righteousness.
And which was part of the collective stupidity.
Exactly. And unfortunately, I'm going to stand in the center here and say, on both sides of politics, there is righteousness, and this righteousness is a negative energy that keeps all of us from being able to see whatever the problem is from a 360 view. It's one of the best things about the ecosystem approach, is it helps you understand a 360 view of a situation.
I know the democracy cannot survive if you can't talk about politics. Politics,
exactly.
You know, our democracy is healthy when someone says, well, I believe this because of this, this, and this.
Correct.
And the other person says, well, I believe this because of this, this, and this. And then they start to interact with those two beliefs and see if they can find something.
But when righteousness is in the middle of it, it basically says from one side to the other and the other back,
if you don't agree with me, you're bad.
If you don't agree with me, you're bad. And I have the right to deal with you my way.
That's why guns have become so important. Yes. But anyways, here's the other thing that I think is more nuanced that I really like.
Okay.
He was also taking a jab at alternative medicine. And he said if you look on the internet, you can find someone who'll say this alternative protocol will cure cancer.
Okay.
And he was saying, well, that's a form of collective stupidity. Mm-hmm. I know when my daughter had, when she was 14, this was some time ago, she had cancer. We used alternative medicine and we used a homeopathic guy from Brazil who's really well known. Mm-hmm. We used a Native American blood cleanser.
Protocol thing.
None of those seemed to work.
Okay.
We did use an alternative protocol to determine which modality she would use, and she chose chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. And we chose after four cycles instead of the prescribed six to stop.
Okay.
And the doctor said she would die. She didn't die. So from my takeaway from all of that was, alternative medicine didn't really help us. Traditional medicine helped us, but they said she was going to die if she didn't do it their way. And we said, no.
Okay.
And she didn't die.
Right.
In fact, you know, we're expecting our second grandchild in August. So she's very healthy and happy.
Yes.
So
yes.
So, you know, that's where refined intuition and evolved consciousness. You know, there's more than what you can see scientifically. And when you can start to see with energy in a way that you're confident to say, yeah, I get this. I see that happening.
Right.
People come to us, they've been working with us for a while, and they see stuff, but they don't trust themselves because there's so much collective programming, collective stupidity that says, yes. Oh, that can't be right.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Well, and, you know, I want to put this one little thing in there. In the last election, and the one prior to that, it divided my family to the point of not speaking for months because of the collective stupidity. Mm-hmm. And it really hurt us all. And I was the one to speak up and say, wait a minute, we shouldn't let this get in the way of all of us. And I have to admit, there's still a small part of it that is there, but I have a way of speaking up.
Yeah, well, and frankly, when we get together now, I don't know that we ever had meaningful conversation, but there's none now.
Exactly. So with all of that said,
your family's really good at meaningless conversation. So, you know.
He loves them. Anyway, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Programming has created a culture where we're focused on goals. We're stupid about energies. Mm-hmm. We're stupid about refined intuition, evolved consciousness.
Correct.
There is a collective stupidity for those who arrogantly claim expertise in all areas, and we believe it. We didn't really touch on that, okay. But that was part of the Dunning-Kruger. He was saying that when someone says with great confidence,
okay,
I know this, follow me.
Right.
You know, people with the Dunning-Kruger effect will often say, well, he must know, so I'm going to believe him. I'm going to follow him, you know, and that's been part of the problems in our politics is that we don't hold anybody accountable for stuff that they say that is just obviously really off.
Okay.
And then alternative and traditional medicine both can be wrong because they miss the subtle energy connection. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach was designed to be the expert in your life without illusion or delusion. Right. That's what we're aiming for.
Yes. In the next segment, we're going to talk about what to do about our personal stupidity or lack of awareness or just plain numbness to life that we all have and how to create greater awareness so we can have evolved consciousness and refined intuition. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live, on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to Artfully Askew with Deb, an artist's way of navigating life. Listen or watch every first Tuesday at 4 p.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are not alone. Life is about connection, and art is always with us. Deb welcomes those who dare to step into a space of genuine comfort and celebration, all with the healing power through art. For more information about Artfully Askew with Deb, an artist's way of navigating life, visit artfullyaskew.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about our personal stupidity. He's not talking about me, I'm sure of it. Or lack of awareness, or just plain numbness to life that we all have and how to create greater awareness so we can have evolved consciousness and refined intuition. So, okay, Jason, I know you're not calling me stupid, but what do you mean by lack of awareness and numbness to life?
Well, you know, we all have it, and we remember. It's not black and white. It's not that we don't have any more stupidity or lack of awareness of stuff in our life for you and I right now.
Okay.
We're still working on that. We get insights every single day. Mm-hmm. But we can go back and remember, you know, 23 years ago.
Yes.
And
farther, but yes.
Yes. And our view of the way our life was is so much different today. Because we see it much more clearly.
Right.
And here's the thing, you know, when you start to remove negative energy and then you see this with more clarity, like we're talking about, mm-hmm. you can be more specific. And by the way, that's one of the best advantages to the ecosystem approach, because when you can be hyper specific,
yes,
you can have more power in removing that negative energy from your energy field, from your mm-hmm. essence.
Well, and you know,
and that's what distinguishes us between right. all the other modalities out there that are working with energy. Mm-hmm. It's not enough to clear negative energy or bad energy or fear or anger.
Right.
You know, it gets really powerful when you can say, and to eliminate my anger
right.
about when my sister said this to me mm-hmm. back when I was a child and got me in trouble instead of her. That's a very specific clearing yes, statement.
It is.
But that's the kind of clearing statement that's really powerful. And we see that as we do that for ourselves, mm-hmm. our awareness, our clarity about what's happening in the world is so about what's happening in the world and what's happening with us.
Correct.
Is so much more effective.
Yes.
Even for healing, for all sorts of things.
Right. Well, and one of the best things about removing the negative energy specifically, you can be objective about your strengths and your weaknesses, correct?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And then, but are you able to say that nothing with, I'm not clear on what I want to say here.
Well, you know, it's when you have this clarity,
uh-huh.
a lot of people, for example, might not be aware of how harsh they come across when they talk to people.
That's a big one.
You know, because that's that black and white TV versus the full color.
Correct.
They know they're talking to people. They know that they're a little harsh, but they don't know how harsh that they really are.
Right.
They can see whether they're likable or not likable. They can see, oh yeah, I've got charisma in this situation, but they may not know how to use it.
Well, and that's the numbness.
Yes.
Right there. That's the numbness.
Or what we're calling today is the stupidity.
Yes.
You may have charisma, but you may not be able to see it or know how to use it or right. apply it in the world. Right. That's because you need to be more and more specific mm-hmm. with your clearing. And you do that by understanding your emotional story.
Okay.
Using the ecosystem approach, first of all, using the ecosystem approach.
Sure. Sure.
Using your emotional story and getting very, very specific with that story. And oh, by the way, mm-hmm. if you've got that feeling back down the back of your neck, or your hair is being raised in the back of your neck, and you say, oh my gosh, this is for me. I've got to have this. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section. You'll get the clearings every single week.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a little blurb about what we're talking about. And
and oftentimes he makes jokes about me.
And often there are things that there's content that we have on our website that's totally free. There's a lot of content there that you
really
can access just by signing up.
Yes.
So do that right now, theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay. So Jason, what do you say to those in the audience who are thinking, aren't you acting out your own Dunning-Kruger effect by saying you have these insights without proof?
That's been one of the struggles with people that have intuition, clairvoyance, mm-hmm. Which we all should have, evolved consciousness.
Well, actually, we've all been given the ability to have them. Absolutely.
Right. But without refinement, mm-hmm. without having yeah. refined intuition, mm-hmm. without having evolved consciousness, mm-hmm. People say, well, I'm just guessing. And they are. And we can see for ourselves mm-hmm. that back, and this is a little embarrassing, for me to admit, and I don't know if you remember this, But I remember when we first started, I thought I was far more evolved than I really was. And I'm acknowledging that now.
Okay.
You know, and I see how far I've come, but I also see how far I have to go now with much more clarity than I did back then.
Okay.
And it's not like there's a goal or an exit point, but okay. I know that we've removed so much negative energy. I can see it now with much more clarity than I did before. That's refined intuition. Okay. And I'm willing to be wrong. I think most people will not prove me wrong as opposed to, well, here, I've got a little more clarity about this over here.
Yeah.
Or I've got a little more clarity about this over here. Or you said this, but actually there's more nuanced than that. And that's the clarity. And I know that some of you listening right now are going to develop your own refined intuition, evolved consciousness,
yes,
and complete that picture. You're going to be part of the 47K colors on our screen.
There you go.
And you're going to apply it to music and to healthcare and to money and to all sorts of
relationships.
Relationships.
And you know, one of the things this just popped in for me. One of the things that that the ecosystem approach has done, not only for me but for many, it takes the arrogance out of knowing and what you don't know in a way that you will not expect, because you see, wait a minute, maybe I was seeing that from a different perspective. And I'm going to add, when you start using the ecosystem approach, it enables you to see things not from one perspective or a straightforward perspective, but from a 360 perspective. And along the way, you see negative energies that are in your way of the clarity that you need and want for your life.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It really is.
It's amazing to me.
You know, using the ecosystem approach, you can validate yourself,
right,
as you go through this process. So in other words, you don't need someone else outside of yourself, because that's the way you've been programmed.
Correct.
To say, oh, I've given you an IQ test, so that's how smart you are.
Oh, yeah.
You should never let someone tell you how smart you are. And the best way to do it is for yourself. And that's, frankly, why we do it the way we do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, we're not trying to be the expert for you to tell you to be essential to you in your life going forward. We want to train you to have your own refined intuition,
correct,
your own evolved consciousness, so that you can use this on your own behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you have a clearing buddy like I do, and someone you can collaborate with,
right,
going forward, so that you can get some feedback.
Right.
Because you'll want that. You want to know.
Exactly.
You want to know the truth. You want to, I want to know.
Exactly. And the other thing is I don't know anybody who doesn't want to be validated for who they are and what they do, or they think they want to be validated, but they go to somebody else for that validation.
Yes.
And that does, when you have
set you up.
That,
yeah.
It sets you up. And when you have refined intuition, it really helps you go, I know this.
Well, here's the point. Here's the major point.
Okay.
There's always dark energy that wants to block you from seeing yourself or others clearly.
Correct.
Because its power comes from those illusions and delusions you have about yourself,
mm-hmm,
and about others and about the situation.
Correct.
OMG, that is so huge. So when you start to remove that negative energy,
mm-hmm,
you start to have the clarity. And without removing the negative energy, I don't care how many courses you take, how many PhDs you have, you're not going to be able to see it clearly.
Exactly. So let's do the key points, but then after that, let's tell everyone,
okay,
how to remove negative energy.
The more one removes negative energy, the more specific you can be about identifying the negative energy. Oh, that's so huge.
It is.
Using the ecosystem approach, you can validate yourself as you go through this process. Mm-hmm. And people that stand up and say, you know, I know something, you can validate them, and you gain insights which help you progress.
Okay.
Dark energy that wants to block you from seeing yourself clearly, because its power comes from its delusions,
mm-hmm,
the delusions it creates about you and what's,
yeah, and all of those things.
The ecosystem approach teaches you to have refined intuition and evolved consciousness by systematically removing the negative energy in your life, which is what we've been doing for the last 23 years.
Exactly.
So we know it works. Yes.
Exactly. So, Jason, with that said, can you explain to everyone how to remove negative energy?
It's your posture doesn't matter. You can stand, sit, walk, lay down.
Okay.
You can be hanging from a rope someplace and be clearing.
You know, one of my favorite places is when I'm exercising.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's bothering me, so to speak, and I can do things while I'm exercising.
I saw this on the news this morning. There was a Southwest plane that filled with smoke and took a nosedive and they landed safely. But if I was in that situation, I'd be clearing. Mm-hmm. That's really, you know, really effective. So anyways, so you can do it in all such situations. You don't have to be reverent. A lot of people think you have to be respectful or reverent. It's
be respectful to yourself, everyone.
Do the process for the energy. Exactly. And you know, so when we say, and to eliminate, we'll talk about an emotion, a complex emotion, like my anger at my sister because she does this specific thing, you know, and then gather that up in your body, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather it up, blow it into the processor. You can see the processor on the screen right now. Jacob's putting it up.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And it goes Jacob. In the top, yeah. Comes out the front neutral. So it goes in negative energy, comes out neutral.
And by the way, that not only helps you, but it helps our entire environment.
Breathing harder doesn't help.
Yes. And then the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. You're going to pull it in through the top of your head. You're going to let it go all the way down your body. You're going to stop it at the tips of your toes. You're going to ask it to turn around. And you're going to ask it to, when you blow out that breath, you're going to blow out negative energy into that processor again. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to remove the negative energy related to your stupidity and numbness that you have about yourself and to the world and how it works in an objective way. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you ever wonder why you can't forget past mistakes and negative events? Tune in to Attune for Wholeness with me, Lisa Penny, on the first and third Wednesday of the month at 1:30 Pacific Standard Time to explore the landscape of emotional triggers and all their reactions. We'll consider how to have our emotional needs met through powerful encounters with God, and we'll finally become resilient.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you start to remove the negative energy related to your stupidity and the numbness you have about yourself and to the world and how it works in an objective way. You ready to go, Jason?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that stupidity is not about knowledge. It's about the lack of awareness in my personal life and in the life around me.
Nice.
Take a breath
and blow out that negative energy, that block that's keeping you from that awareness. I'm going to shorten it up just a little bit. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that collective stupidity happens when we believe others' arrogance about their abilities. That's a really good one. So I release and let go of it, take a breath, and blow it out.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress I have when I program myself or just focus on goals. Take a breath.
You know, one of the things that I do, especially if I'm cooking for a large crowd, which I do occasionally, is I have a goal. This needs to be done at this time. But one of the things that I do several times is I will actually literally, physically take a step back and look around to see that I've seen everything that needs to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. And I do it, by taking a breath and then blowing it out. And asking for awareness to see what I need to see.
Or removing negative energies that keeps you from seeing what you need to see.
That's exactly right. So keep on going. And to eliminate any feelings of fear, hurt, and shame I have, that is energy that I can remove by knowing the specifics. Nice and easy. Take a breath and throw it away.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that focusing on goals only makes me stupid about my feelings and people around me.
That's a good one.
Take a breath. And that's so contrary to what we're taught, you know?
Yes.
Get your goal, focus on it, be persistent, keep going.
Take no prisoners, so to speak. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that the more you remove bad energy, the more specific you can be when clearing or removing negative energy. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror I have about the beginning of illness and disease because I'm numb to my own energies.
Right. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that everyone needs to understand, well, and work with their own energies and how they work. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resentment I have that I have about the focus on goals and objectives when in reality, it makes me stupid. I would be angry about that too. You know, we've been programmed in a way that has just been wrong.
Take a breath.
Or not in our best interest. I guess that's a better way of saying it.
And so take that not in our best interest and throw it away. And to eliminate any resistance I have to seeing how dark energies block me from seeing myself objectively and being able to help myself by removing that dark energy. And by the way, dark energy, you can call it out specifically, especially if you've started to gain refined energy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that everyone can have refined intuition and evolve consciousness by using the ecosystem approach.
It's the way it's supposed to be. Yes. Take a breath and blow it out. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see I've programmed myself and dulled my intuition, consciousness, and self-insight. Think about that one, everybody. We don't need to be dull or blocked or kept from seeing who we are. We're amazing. Nice and easy. Take a breath and blow out any negative energy because of it. And to eliminate. That's your turn.
It's okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
The veil is an illusion. So I can see that dark energy has power because of the delusions it creates, but they can be cleared.
Take a breath.
The delusions you have in your life are because of dark energy. Mm-hmm. That thing you don't want to see about that sexual abuse in your past or about the way your husband is treating you or about the way your sister is treating you is of dark energy.
Exactly. So, and to eliminate the programming that creates delusions that say arrogant and overconfident leaders may be lying to me, and themselves. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Get rid of that energy, that programmed energy that's keeping you stuck in those delusions.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can use the ecosystem approach to reduce my stupidity and improve my self-insight.
I like that. Take a breath and blow it out. Should we activate some life force, Jason?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force. I'm going to call upon it to come in through the top of my head. So I can see what I need to see and remove what I need to remove so I can have the life that I want. even if I don't know exactly what that is right now. Nice and easy. Pull it in. Let it go all the way down your body. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Ask it right now to turn around and come back up by blowing out your air, which then you're using as a form of negative energy to get rid of.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to eliminate my stupidity about me and my life in a way that is truly empowering.
Nice and easy. Pull it in. That's life force. It's going in. It's healing you right now. We're stopping it. We're turning it around and blowing out the negative energy of the stupidity. And to activate life force so I can trust that the power within me exists but covered by negative energy that can be removed. Nice and easy. Pull it in. Right now, let's ask that life force to help us remove that negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus on removing dark energy and so I can remove the stupidity about myself, which we had in the beginning also. Yes. So take a breath.
And voila. And last one. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, have laughter and love, and have fun, but also be creative, be objective. In fact, even be indifferent to the negative energies around me that want to hook me and grab a hold. I release and let go all those negative energies that are keeping me from being creative and healing myself in a way that I never thought I could. Well, even 5 minutes ago, nice and easy, pull in that energy. It's yours. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Any negative energies left over, blow them out and blow them into the processor. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, this is kind of an extension of this show.
Because
one of the biggest areas of stupidity is that we blame the wrong thing or person for the problem.
That can't be.
that who's to blame and why it's important to get that right is the title. Okay. And you can't fix a problem you don't understand. Mm-hmm. And when you're working with energy, naming the energy specifically is the key to removing it and being free of it.
Well, am I correct? I'm going to give away a little something here, but am I correct that when we blame something, that's a form of programming? Because we want to take those feelings that we're having and put it on something else.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
We had someone come to us recently and said, you know, I need more money. I need to have, I've got a money problem.
So
I need more money. And after working with them for a little while, we saw that it wasn't a money problem. Mm. It was a spending problem.
Yes.
And they were using money as a drug so that whenever they had negative feelings, they would spend money.
As opposed to removing the negative feelings and figuring out what you want to spend the money on as opposed to just spending.
They were blaming the wrong thing.
Exactly.
Love that. We also see it like in sexual abuse. You'll see that someone is blaming someone later in their life for something that happened to them as a child.
Exactly.
So if we touched you today, if something is saying to you inside that says, oh my gosh, I want this. I want to have this clarity. Mm-hmm. I don't want my own stupidity anymore. And I've seen it.
I've had enough of it.
Yes. And I guarantee you, most people that have come to us over the years, it's because they didn't see something that they should have.
Right.
And this is the way to do that. So how do you do that?
Okay. I was just going to say, Jason, how do you make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of your life?
Listen to our show every week. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section that you'll get the weekly newsletter. There's a lot of content there. It'll be very, very helpful to you. And the next thing is go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org. We have all of our videos there. You can like us while you're there, please. We would appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And you can see us. A lot of people like to see the videos. Some people listen. But seeing at least a couple of videos is really good.
Okay, good. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.